All right, everyone, as promised, I've got more discipline. Don't worry, you're getting a lot of discipline. Phew, it's finally lunchtime. Whoops, I don't know how that happened. Trying that again. The bell for lunch break rings. I'm relieved to finally be free from class. It's tiring to do something you're not used to. Everyone is really focused again today. I get sucked in too and don't get a chance to daydream. Exams are next week, so everyone's really focused, but I just can't seem to get motivated. I'm pretending to study, but I can't keep up with the lectures at all. So how are you doing? Pseudo sees me and comes over. As you can see, I got detained by the Public Morals Committee this morning, so it's been rough. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. How about you, Pseudo? I bet they could turn up a lot of stuff on you. I can only imagine what kind of crap he has in his bag. How long do you think I've been here? I'm not so stupid as to get caught by them. If they want to catch me, they'll have to use X-rays. He should use his efforts to study. So how's the studying going? After the weekend, we have exams. I'm listening to the lectures, but I have no confidence whatsoever. You're so blasé about it. You're gonna get a black mark at that rate. Pseudo looks around the room at the folks who are still at their desks studying even though it's lunchtime. Are people always like this before exams? Yeah, it's a school custom now. Remedial classes for third years are particularly harsh, so they're all frantic. Once you experience remedial classes, your attitude will completely change. Is that bad? I only half listen to Pseudo as I clean off my desk. Okay, Hayami-kun, let's not waste any time here. Let's get going. Old Kao interrupts us. What's up with you two? Where are you going? That's none of your business. I didn't ask you, I'm asking Hayami. Otakawa looks completely annoyed with Pseudo. We're going to the social club, some club business. You're going to see her again? You don't learn, do you? You should really try to stay away from her. And from you, too. A woman shouldn't interfere with male friendships. Friendship? Your friendship is a nuisance. Come on, Hayami-kun. Stop hanging out with this guy and let's go. Yes, yes. I rush after Otakawa, who is leaving the room. Isobe? Yeah, Isobe. Otakawa and I meet at the Bible study room as previously arranged. I think it's, was it Isobe? I can't remember. It's been a while. The baseball club is a pile of rubble, so it was decided that the Bible study room would be the interim baseball club room. Sorry, I'm late. Isobe shows up quite a bit late. You're late. I'm so sorry, I almost forgot I was headed to lunch. I remembered at the last minute and rushed here. I only had a snack earlier, so I was starving. Isobe blabbers on in his usual carefree manner about why he was late. For goodness sake. Otakawa is amazed at how lame Isobe is. She cradles her head and looks grim. I am shocked by his total lack of sensitivity that I almost respect him. He doesn't seem concerned in the least that the fate of the baseball club rides on this day. No wonder the club is falling apart. He's the president. Okay, let's go then. Let's get this over with quickly. Yeah, because I'm hungry. Let's get this over with and go eat. The three of us leave the room with Otokawa at the helm. Having Otokawa come along is making me feel real strong. As soon as Isabe learned that Otokawa was coming along, he totally relaxed. He's so completely dependent on Otokawa now, it's embarrassing. Well, it's terrible for me. After all this is settled, why don't you join officially as the manager? Stop joking, your face is funny enough. Hey, Hayami, she dumped me again. Isabe clings to me, he looks miserable. He wears me out. I want Otokawa to be the president, not just the manager. Just keep your mouth shut when we get there. If you start going off like you did yesterday, we'll get ourselves into another mess. I warned Isabe, having learned from yesterday's experience. He's the type of person who starts shooting off at the mouth before thinking when he gets nervous. Then he can't take responsibility for what he said. Don't worry about it. I'm fine today. Besides, we have Otokawa with us. Are you sure about that? Otokawa and I aren't sure about Isabe at all. We continue towards the... Hold on. Otokawa and I aren't sure about Isabe at all. We continue towards the social club room. Here we are. Are you mentally prepared? We're standing in front of the large social club door. Isabe and I nod in response to Otokawa. Did you bring the application forms? They're all right here. I show her the envelope containing the applications. Let's go then. Otokawa takes a deep breath and knocks on the door. Knock, knock. I'm nervous. I swallow the saliva that is collected in my mouth. No matter how many times I come here, I still get nervous. Click. The door opens slowly. As usual, Hameki appears. Oh, it's you, Hayami-kun. Have you come to see me again? Otokawa stares at me. No. I'm here about the baseball club. I answer quickly. I see. Too bad. Well, please, come in. Leona-san is inside. Himeki lets us in. You seem awfully cozy. Otokawa says to me in a nasty tone. You have the wrong idea. I wonder. Otokawa mutters and enters the room. Isabe and I follow her in. Leona-san, Hayami-kun is here. We enter and find Leona Morimoto dressed elegantly for tea time. Welcome, we've been waiting for you, members of the baseball club. Himeki-san, please serve everyone some tea. Of course. No tea, thanks. We don't plan to stay long. Otokawa stops Himeki, who is about to prepare tea. Oh, now look who it is. It's Sayori Otokawa. Leona looks at Otokawa and grins. What are you doing here? Don't tell me you've joined the baseball club, have you? Yes, I have. The minute Otokawa answers, Leona lets out a high-pitched laugh. I'm so sorry. It's such an odd combination, it made me laugh. I see. Otokawa-san is in the baseball club. Leona's eyes narrow as she looks Otokawa up and down. Do you have something to say about it? No, of course not. But why have you joined the baseball club? Is there something going on? Is there something going on between you and Hayami-kun? Oh yes, you live in the dorms too. Leona smirks and looks at me and Odakawa. Think what you like, but I'm just helping him out as a classmate. Well, that doesn't matter. It's up to the individual to choose what club to join. So, Hayami-kun, do you have your members? Don't take us so lightly. Of course we do. Isabe steps forward. I'm not asking you. I'm asking Hayami-kun. What? Isabe is starting to get hot under the collar. After all that I warned him, doesn't he ever learn? There are 7 applications here. So as promised, the baseball club has 9 members. Leona takes in what I say. I'm impressed that you got so many people in such a short period of time. Well, of course, just who do you think I am? I assume it's all because of Odakawa-san's popularity and skills? Are you ignoring me? I highly doubt that anyone would come together for trash like you. What? Isabe's about to explode. I somehow managed to calm him down. Odakawa and I should have come alone. Leona takes the applications from me and goes through them slowly. I see. You've enlisted Odakawa-san's study group in the dorm residence. Is there a problem with that? No, no problem at all. As you said, there are 7 people. I applaud your efforts. Heh, take that, serves you right. You think you're so hot because you're the social club president. Oh shit, shut the fuck up, Isobe. Isobe's confidence is fueled by Leona's comment. He starts to provoke Leona. But she isn't affected at all. She continues to grin. I, on the other hand, am getting a bad feeling. Now it's our turn to ask you to honor your promise. Odakawa says quietly as she looks at Leona. Promise? Now what would that be? Leona plays dumb. Stop playing dumb. As promised, we gathered members. Now you have to cancel shutting down the baseball club. Oh, that. Leona says with great effect as though she just remembered. Don't worry, I will keep my promise. As promised, I will reconsider shutting down the baseball club. Consider? Odakawa raises her eyebrows at Leona's comment. Leona crosses her arms. She closes her eyes and thinks. After a while, she opens her eyes and says to us, I've given it some thought and have decided to shut down the baseball club after all. What? We all stand there in utter shock for a few moments. Give me a break! You promised that you would not shut us down if we came up with 9 members! Yeah, you've got to be kidding to go back on your word. Oh, did I really promise that? She doesn't take any note of the threat in Isobe and my tones as she answers flippantly. Isobe and I are totally dumbfounded. Are your brains leaking out of your ears or something? You're the one who said it. I said I would think about it. I never said I would call it off. What? Suddenly I realized we've been caught in a trap. Hey, Hayami-kun, that's not what you told me. Odakawa presses me.
But
I'm starting to get confused. I don't understand. She made us go through all that, and she's still going to shut us down? I can't just accept that. You tricked us? You were never going to call it off. That's not true. You're making it seem like I tricked you. You did trick us. You're breaking your promise. Shall we check then to see if I'm lying? Leona's full of confidence. She calls Himeki over. Himeki-san, can you please bring me yesterday's thing? Right away. Himeki brings over a videotape right away. What is that? As you can see, it's a videotape. We'll know if we see it. What's something like that gonna prove? There's proof on this tape that that's not what I said. Himeki-san, play this back, will you? Of course. Himeki does as she's told and puts it in the machine and hits the play button. Start video. Ream. A low noise buzzes and an image of the room appears on the screen. It was a video of the exchange between us and Leona that took place yesterday. You are one stubborn man. You have no club room, you have no members, you have no budget, you have nowhere to practice, so what do you plan to do? Isabe can't find any way to retort. He grinds his teeth angrily. Do you get it? You should thank me for letting your club exist all this time. Wait a second. I still have 2 more days until I get shut down. That's true, but what are you going to do? If I find 9 people by then, there's nothing you can do. So as long as I find enough people to play baseball... Two days, but you only have until the end of classes tomorrow. How many people do you think you can get in such a short time? If you can get them, I will think about it. I'll do it. 9 people by tomorrow. You can stop it. Himeki pushes the pause button. See, you heard it. I said I would think about it. Leona says full of confidence. But why did she bother to tape it? And it was queued up perfectly. There's no way it was a coincidence. So, satisfied? So we're supposed to be satisfied because you showed us that? I thought about it just like I promised you, so I've kept my promise. You did not think about it. You knew all along what your answer was going to be. Your nonsense holds no water. It's your fault for jumping to conclusions. What? Isabe loses it. He lunges for Leona. Please calm down. What are you going to do if things get even more complicated? I stop Isabe. How do you expect me to calm down? This means that our efforts were totally wasted. You didn't do anything. No, that's not true. You won't have to receive your punishment. Is that all? Please, both of you, calm down. Morimoto-san, is there any way you could reconsider? Even if I reconsider, my answer will be the same. The people you gathered were just for the sake of numbers anyway, right? There's really no point in keeping the baseball club running if that's the case. There's nothing I can say to that. I guess it's pointless to try to discuss this. Odakawa says and looks away from Leona. Even Odakawa doesn't want to get further involved with the baseball club and go up against Leona Morimoto. It doesn't matter what we say. Let's think of another way. She tries to cheer us up, but she knows there's no other way. Damn, and I thought I'd be able to continue being the president until I graduated. Isabe says resentfully, is it possible that all he wanted was to remain the president? Knowing him, it's entirely possible. So what are we going to do? What can we do? You can't save what can't be saved. Why don't you just put your energy into the Bible study group? Isabe-kun could join too. Then will you let me be the president? Don't be ridiculous. If I let you be the president, we'll go under too. Then the only place for me is the baseball club. Isabe comes crying to me. I want to cry myself. Now I have to find another club to join. That's right. Since you're here too, Odakawa-san, there's something I want to discuss with you. Leona stops us as we're trying to leave. What is it? Odakawa looks at Leona suspiciously. Your club, I mean study group. It's called the Bible study group or something, right? What about my club? I'd like to take this opportunity to shut you down, too. Odakawa's expression grows dark. What do you mean? They may fight. As I said, the Bible study group will be shut down at the end of the month. You can't just do that. You can't just shut us down for no reason. Reason? The reason is that room you're using is going to be remodeled and used as a classroom. I haven't heard about this. Besides, if that's the case, we can just move to another room. But there aren't any other classrooms that the Bible study group could use. There are tons of rooms other than the ones in the basement that aren't being used. What I'm saying is that even though there may be other rooms, there aren't any that the Bible study group can use. Don't you get it? Gah! Odakawa understands what Leona is saying. She grits her teeth in anger. If that's what you're saying, then we can exist without a club room. We're a study group. We'll do as we please. We don't need the approval of the student committee. Then let me make myself even more clear. Your club is an eyesore. Your mere existence is an eyesore. I know what you're up to. Leona looks at Odakawa with her snake-like eyes and hurls her words at her. So that's what this is really about. According to rumors, your club is trying to make the student committee out to be the bad guys and get us shut down. And I hear that you plan to run in the next student body elections. I thought you had enough after last year's elections. Do you plan to compete against me again? And if that were the case, do you have something to say about it? Do you plan to embarrass yourself in front of everyone like you did last year? Gah. After that, you practically ran out of school. Is it possible that... Leona sneers and snickers. Shut up, you planned it all anyway. Arakawa is unable to handle Leona's insults and shouts at her. You shouldn't make accusations. You don't have any proof. Arakawa is about to say something, but she bites her tongue and glares at Leona resentfully. I don't know what's going on between them. All I can do is stand by and nervously watch Arakawa's reaction. So that's that. You best come to accept that the Bible study club is Bible study group is finished. And if I say no, no matter what you say, if the student committee officially decides, no one can do anything about it, just like the baseball club. Leona sneers at Arakawa, who can't say anything back to her. Then she says something unthinkable. And there are plans for the dorm to be demolished soon as well. What? Arakawa's eyes go wide at this pronouncement. Demolish? What do you mean? There aren't that many people who want to live there. So we figured we should tear it down and build a new gym there. It's much better for the academy. And for the students as well. The operating costs of the dorm are outrageous. What about the people who live there? Well, they'll have to find some other place to live, and if they don't like it, they'll have to find another school. That's absolutely ridiculous. People have been living in the dorms for practically nothing, but in this bad economy, the school can't afford that. We have to cut out any waste. You should be thankful that you've been allowed to live there at all. Leona acts as though this is a good piece of news. I stand there in shock listening to each new piece of information. They're not only shutting down the baseball club, but my place of residence as well. This is the worst day ever, definitely. Or am I cursed? Come to think of it, not a single good thing has happened to me since I came here. Every day has been hell. Hayami-kun, you can come live at my house if you want. There's tons of unused rooms. No thanks. I refuse without any hesitation. Living with her would be like selling my soul to the devil. I'd rather camp out in the park than go live with her. That's too bad. So you should both come to terms with the dorm situation, too. Oh, and make sure you let the other dorm residents know, too. I'm sure if you tell them, Otokawa-san, they'll understand. That's all I have to say. You can leave now. Wait a second. Otokawa had been quiet this whole time. She now speaks quietly. If you're going to these lengths, how about accepting a challenge? Arakawa has something in mind. Her glare sends off sparks as she propositions Leona. A challenge? What do you mean? Leona cocks her head at Arakawa's challenge. Even you must realize that if you do this, there'll be a revolt. Are you threatening me?
I'm
No, I'm just making a suggestion. I don't want to engage in an unnecessary battle. So let's have a match fair and square to come to a conclusion that we can both accept. To decide what? If we win, the baseball club, the dorm, and the Bible study group all stay unchanged. But if we lose, you can shut them down or demolish them or whatever you want to do, and we won't say a thing. What do you think? You don't stand to lose anything, even if you don't win. Wouldn't you prefer to beat us and totally humiliate us anyway? Or is Leona Morimoto afraid to accept our challenge? Are you trying to provoke me? This is good. I like your boldness, challenging me. Leona smiles and looks very interested. I have no idea what Otakawa has in mind. Okay. And what if we add something on? The loser will have to do whatever the winner says. Okay, but that means that if you lose, you have to do whatever we tell you. That would never happen, but okay. This exchange gives Otakawa confirmation that Leona has definitely taken the bait. Okay, so you agree to the match? Fine, I accept. If I am challenged, I retaliate threefold. That is my credo. I do not run and I do not hide. Leona answers exactly the way Otakawa wants her to. Otakawa was meek at first, and now she's confident. So, what do you have in mind for the match? Otakawa keeps talking about a match, but she hasn't disclosed any details. Well, all eyes are on Otakawa. She takes a deep breath and begins to speak softly. Baseball. Isabe and I are shocked by what comes out of Otakawa's mouth. What? Baseball. Baseball? That's what you have to say? Are you saying that your baseball club wants to play a game against me? Yes. Your baseball club that you threw together is challenging me to a match? I'm laughing so hard it hurts. I can't help but agree with Leona. Our baseball club has no experience whatsoever. It's just a name. It's ridiculous to depend on Isabe, the only person who has any experience playing baseball. None of the rest of us, including myself, have ever played. I imagine that there are people in the club that don't even know the rules. It's impossible to play a game with the members that we have. You're not underestimating my power, are you? You think you can beat me in baseball? If I decide to, I can get a ton of people to help me. I have a feeling that this woman could force Ichiro to enroll here. Or Ichiro. I don't think anyone can come up with a worse team than ours. Say what you want, but our baseball team will fight, and I promise that we'll win. I wonder how long this confidence will last. At first, I was thinking of pulling people from the major leagues to form a dream team. But that wouldn't be much fun, so I'll put together a core team made up of the student committee. Isabe tits with disappointment. Damn, I wanted to see this dream team. Whose side are you on, anyway? And when will this game take place? That's up to you. That's some confidence you have. That's some confidence you have. If that's the case, why prolong it? How about 4 days after exams end? What do you think? That's fine. We don't have any intention of prolonging this either. It's decided then. The game will take place on Saturday, 4 days after the end of exams. That's fine. I will give you permission to use the baseball field until the game, so I suggest you start practicing. You better not run before the game. If you lose, the entire baseball team will be my dogs. We leave the social club and Leona's high-pitched cackle behind us as quickly as we can. Oof. What are we gonna do, Otokawa? Why'd you promise that? I don't know, man. Baseball, huh? Well, this is gonna be interesting. We'll see how it turns out later when discipline continues on Grim Sentai Corner.